Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Yeah, so that's why I thought that maybe it'd be all right. But, you know, it's the kind of thing that the police don't really know what they're doing. They're just kind of talking at you, and you say something live on air, and it's really hard to... Oh, you're walking away. Okay. Hey, you just remember Hercules, all right? I'm on the... Okay.
It's my favorite one. No, I'm sure.
What
I'm sure
the hell? Run. Ron, what are you doing?
Oh, good.
I'm sitting in this prominent spot.
They told me to come and sit second row. I didn't know they'd sit me next to you.
Second row, seat four. That's Hercules. See, it's on my pamphlet. See?
They put me seat three, and honestly, I find it very strange that they're even putting assigned seating on a funeral.
Yeah, you'd think a memorial service would be general admission.
You'd think it'd just kind of be like, oh, you're here. We're so happy. No, there was structure.
Oh, wait, somebody's coming by. Let's stand up. Yep. Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
Absolutely. Yeah. How did you know?
Fat.
Oh, they're gone.
That's why I started talking about them. They're gone. I don't just badmouth people just because.
Oh, you don't badmouth people?
Okay, every once in a while, old Herc likes to do a little badmouth. But hey, this is a memorial service, Ron. We gotta be cool.
Herc, no one has seen you in the studio for the last week, haven't come by to review programming or reviews or anything of the like. Would you like to explain where you've been? Me and Tomlin have been worried sick.
Well, everything.
He's had no one to dap.
I saw Tomlin here. He dapped me up at the door.
Yeah, he's sobbing. He's a mess.
Maybe the dap was less of like a dap and it was more like he needed a hand to hold. I might have misread that situation.
You might have missed the social cue just a little bit.
Just a bit off.
Which feels so strange for you, Herc.
Yeah, you know.
Missing a social cue, Herc Hercules? Heaven forbid.
It's crazy. It's not the kind of thing you see every day. Basically, I wasn't in the studio. I reviewed my stories at home. I'm good. Everything is set for our next recording session where nothing will go wrong, I'm sure. You know, it's all good. I had to answer a couple questions in the Palatine City Penitentiary.
They
took me deep into...
Don't talk so loud. There's people...
They're not listening. See, sorry for your loss. They're talking to other people. They don't even know we're here, Ron. See, they hear our voices, but they don't know our faces so well.
Grief, you're a public figure. You think they haven't seen your face before?
I mean, probably. I'm just saying that most likely they're more familiar with my voice. So if I talk like this and they're like, No, you're right. That was an overstep.
The last thing we need today is to make any of this about us going on.
You're right. And I didn't...
Let it be about them.
Yeah. A lot of the questions that I was answering, I had to clarify my statements from the last episode. They assumed that maybe when I said I'd killed three people, they meant actual live people, maybe like Tedris and John Bolius, which is, you know, the whole reason why we're here. Sorry for your loss, ma'am.
Sorry for
your
loss.
Your son was great.
Lovely son.
Love his voice. Anyway, but no, I was talking about, you know, the ideas of people.
Herc, if I can be completely honest
with you. Please do.
Are you all right with complete honesty?
Yeah, that's what Herc's all about.
You seem to use the idea of insert idea. Fill in blank.
Ideas are like fairy dust. They're
gonna, see, this is what
they're gonna
you
give
do.
You a kiss on the cheek and then fly out the window.
I need something concrete, Herc. I am in the boat with you. If you did something to someone, I need to know about it, or I can't help you, and you can't help me. Herc. Oh, good grief,
It's starting. We'll put this on pause. I've got all kinds of things to not tell you after.
Oh, good.
I can't believe they put us together. This just sucks.
This
really is terrible. Oh, here we go.
Greetings, one and all, and thank you for joining us in grieving the loss of Tedris and John Bolius.
Well, she couldn't even be bothered to show up in person.
Now, you may be saying to yourself,
wow, she couldn't even be bothered to show up in person.
She's in my mind!
Shh! Sorry.
But alas, my absence is due to my unwavering commitment to the integrity of the press, which requires me elsewhere. But don't fret, we have obtained the best possible replacement to guide you through your morning. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce Robot Priest.
Howdy.
Try again.
Salutations.
Robot Priest has been specifically programmed for maximum empathy, as well as the ability to navigate every possible religious conversation in the most passive and non-confrontational way. I promise you are being left in a set of gentle, metallic hands. My constituents and I will be mourning with you all from afar. Long live Zarloff.
How we feeling? Today we gather to mourn the loss of Tedros and Jambolius, both beloved anchors. Anchors are things that keep boats rooted in place, and in a way, when you think about it, I'd like some AA batteries. We will be passing around the communion plates, and if you feel led, put some AA batteries in there. As we pass the plates, please take up your hymnals and join me in Tedros' favorite hymn, The Freezing Temperatures of Zone.
You mind passing me the hymnal?
Yeah, here it is.
You know, you don't have to sing this. Like, I think people would understand that you have a different religion.
It's genuinely, like, it's just kind of hard for me to sit here and, like, be just enveloped in something that is just so foreign to me. But, you know, I'm going to try to be open-minded and not, you know, boo and throw things.
Well, firstly, don't boo.
Scratch my peef.
Don't scratch your peef. Don't throw things. Also, it's all right for someone to have a different religion, Herc.
Yeah, but the one true religion is... I think people know that by now. I gotta blow this whistle soon.
Well, you know, some of us... Don't you dare blow your whistle. Couldn't you have done that before coming in here?
I forgot. Oh, I was busy dapping up a crying Tomlin.
Well, some of us... How many times did... You know what? I'm not gonna ask.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ask how many times did you dap him up?
Three times.
He had tear stains all over his face.
Yeah, I was not reading it right. We've been over this.
Well, some of us believe in these freezing temperatures of Zone and fear them terribly. So
yeah,
maybe let us have a moment.
Okay. I won't say anything. I just won't make a sound.
Oh, they're winding up the organist.
Yep. Wow, man. That's a big key.
Huge key.
It's a big key on his back.
Oh, there it goes.
Okay.
When your soul becomes a paste with a very yummy taste, and the clouds of Aragonis call you home, search your spirit deep within to make sure you're free of sin, or you'll freeze for all eternity in Zone. Because Zone is a hell where you'll scream and yell as you freeze for all the horrid things you've done. If you're big or green or small, there is punishment for all in the painful freezing temperatures of Zone.
You know, Herc, you could have at least watermeloned along.
I was moving my mouth a little bit. You didn't see? Look, I was going like this.
That is not a speaking motion,
Well,
Herc.
It could be. You know, half of these species don't know what I talk like. They're just looking. They're not even looking at me. I'm in the second row. They're seeing the back of my head.
Yes, well, maybe try and sell some sympathy.
You see, you're acting like I'm part of the family. This family that must be so devastated because of the... Sorry for your loss. You just turn back around. Don't worry about old Herc.
The action's up
yep,
there.
It's all going on up there.
Oh.
See?
And now, a brief eulogy from a longtime co-worker and friend of the deceased.
I don't know if I'd had called us friends. Jambolius was a bit of a hedonist. and his ultimate pleasure was my suffering. I once reported from the clouds of Asterion, pronounced however I'd like, when John Bolius decided it would be fun to call a bomb threat under the alias Daniel Stormy. Rather than deploying response team to the cloud, the local officials deemed it necessary to jettison the entirety of the cloud into a nearby black hole. I was subsequently spaghettified upon reaching the event horizon, and my spaghettified self stumbled down an endless passage of bookshelves, flying past a crying astronaut, and suddenly and eventually altogether coming to rest upon a paperback copy of Raisin on a Hot Tin Roof. And to this day, that's where I am. Back to me in the studio. Daniel, set down this microphone. I hate spaghetti!
Does he know that we're not in the studio right now?
I'll be completely honest. I don't think Daniel has any idea where any of us are.
He thinks he's a raisin.
He does not look.
Why is he still up there?
He's just looking
at us. Look at him. Oh,
he's. Why is he looking at us?
What's he pulling out of his pocket?
Oh.
Is that a sandwich?
I thought it was a reproductive organ, but now I think that is.
No, you're right. It is a reproductive organ. It just kind of looks like it's. He's waving it. Okay.
Alrighty.
Oh, there's security. Yep. Right. You got him, boys.
I don't think Robot Priest knew what to do.
No, just kind of staring.
You know, there's a thing with Stormy's religion. I believe it's actually...
We have a third religion.
You know, Herc, there's thousands.
There's
more than three.
I wasn't aware there was more than two about 5 seconds ago.
Sorry.
Sorry.
There's thousands. Yeah, sorry. There's Bologamous.
Pogronians. What do they believe in?
Mologanets?
Yeah, this is all new to me.
Well, they believe that one day you will be conjoined with a tree. You will fold into the
that doesn't sound too bad. Tree.
You become part of the bark. And that's what they believe. You're part of the bark.
I gotta do some research on being part of the bark.
Part of the bark is not bad. Mm. All that to say, with Stormy's religion, waving something intimate or private is the ultimate showing of mourning and or grief. I believe in this case he was doing it cynically, but... Hard to say.
Yeah, I wish we hadn't had to discover it all together with the thousands of people.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple people who did not take it as a...
Yeah, the energy in this room is very different than it was before he got up there.
The air out.
Oh, man.
Good grief.
This is terrible.
What are they bringing to the... Oh, that thing's so little.
Oh.
We have the honor of being joined by John Bullius's former pet, Chipper the Poglet. Martin, would you please lift Chipper to the pulpit?
Yes, hello. My name is Chipper, and I was the most trusted friend of Mr. John Bolius for many years, ever since he took me from the Poglet Endangerment Conservatory one time when the scientists were not looking. I feel like I knew Mr. John Bolius better than most, given I lived in a cage in his living room. I got to see and experience a lot of his life, and that was a beautiful thing. He even trusted me to read his garbage, which is the most trust you can put in anybody, I feel like, especially when you're giving them delicacies like government documents. That's just the kind of guy that he was, and I miss him. And he also trusted me with his secrets, which I really appreciated, especially the one where he cheated on Tomlin with the vocoder and the ham radio. He wouldn't want that one getting out. Or the one where he took so much marriage Obama, he went to a Justice for Primus 843 rally and came home married to a cornstalk. That was really weird. Though That'd probably be bad, so I will need to keep that secret for a long time so the government doesn't get mad at him. So I guess he's dead, and I don't know if they can be mad at dead people or not, but anyways, Mr. John Brown.
Thank you, Chipper. We also have the joy of being joined by Tomlin from Live from Zarloff. Whenever you're ready, dear Tomlin. No rush.
Hello? I really didn't want to do this, but I feel like I have to. I have to say something. I'm Tomlin. I'm a producer with Life from Zarloff. And I'm not comfortable in front of the microphone and in front of all these people. But I gotta speak my mind. John Bolius was temporarily my lawfully wedded broadcaster, and we had something really special. But somebody killed him, and I'm on the hunt. Tomlin is gonna find you. Whoever you are, if you're listening right now, Tomlin's coming for you, and I'm going to rain so much shit down on top of you that you are going to beg for death before the end. You're gonna beg for mercy, and Tomlin's not gonna give it to you, sir. That's it. I'm Tomlin.
I have never heard Tomlin go off like that.
He's really heated right now. Look at the fire in his eyes.
I didn't know he had that dog within him.
He has that dog inside of him.
Inside of him.
Well, I have more respect. You know, he was fine through the tears at first when I was dapping him up, but I should have been more afraid.
And why should you be more afraid,
Herc? Well, because when I was dapping him up and it was all an accident and he was sad, he's got death in his eyes. He could have murdered me, especially after all the things I said.
Yeah.
Which are not about John Bolius and Tedris. I dread respect, and I would never kill Tedris and John Bolius. Herc, that is Herc, not what Herc's
Herc,
about.
Herc.
Sorry.
Herc.
Clearing my throat.
Herc.
Clearing my throat. Oh, wait.
We're choked up. I'm
Everyone,
sorry.
Everyone, I need to apologize one more time. It's whistle time. Thank you. We could sing a hymn about that later if we wanted to.
Herc.
Anyway, continue. Sorry.
What?
What?
The whistle thing, I gotta tell you right now.
What? You can't hate on that.
I can't.
Freedom
hate on
of that. Space speech.
Yes.
I'm blowing my whistle to stay alive.
It doesn't
I don't
want
to blow up in 10 minutes. It's at the 50 minute mark.
Firstly?
Wait, 20 minute? 30 minute? I think it's an hour.
It's a very unspecific religion, isn't it?
I don't remember my religion.
It is
I definitely
one
said
hour.
It at one point, and I.
It is
I can't
one
recall.
Hour.
It's 1 hour.
I yes. listened back to our
See,
episodes.
It's written on my.
I listen to my own voice to go
That's
to sleep.
That's good. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that checks out. In
it
your
helps.
Room with only a bed.
Yeah. It helps me get to sleep. Nothing I have to play
that.
It from the other room. There's a phonograph in there.
Oh, yeah. Understandably.
That to say, one day, that whistle's going to get you in trouble, and I'm not trying to throw out a Chekhov's gun situation here, but I'm saying the whistle... You should be grateful this isn't a more terse environment. Otherwise, someone might have smacked you.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not terse. See, all these people sitting in front of us are, like, looking at me, and they're making faces that could be construed as angry. Everyone turn around. Let's continue with the service. I'm sure robot something or other has so much to say.
They look like they're plugged into the wall via USB-C.
Yeah, that's a good way to charge.
That's probably why they wanted those AA batteries so bad.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Probably should have put something in the bin, in the little convenient thing.
I didn't have anything on me. I just carry credits. I don't know.
That
I don't have the batteries.
Weird. I had 5 or 6 in my pocket.
Yeah.
I gotta work on that.
Here to lift our spirits through the power of song is the one and only Perry Moonshoes.
Oh, whoa, it's Perry. Look.
Holy hell, how
she's
big
better.
Is Perry?
Wait, shh. Here she goes.
I didn't know there was a mutual connect with Perry. This is insane.
Oh, yeah, this is massive. Okay,
yeah, this is worth a death or two.
Yeah, here she goes.
This song goes out to two really good friends of mine. I hope that they look down on me and appreciate it. Oh, how I miss you both. You know why. You helped me when my mother died. You kissed me on the mouth and rubbed my back. Thank you for kissing me. It felt really nice. I wish it could happen again, but that wouldn't be right. Or would it? Can you do something else now that you are gone? Can you hear my song? Do you know me? It's Perry. Do you remember me? You never called me back when I called you after we kissed on the mouth and you rubbed my back. Why did you call me and now you're dead? Maybe it serves you right, you both suck. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. It just happens 'cause I loved you both so much. So much. Thank you.
Maybe not Perry's best, but... Are you sobbing?
No.
Perk, you...
No, it's just Perry's music. Just... touches a part of the soul that it is hard to come back from, Ron. If you'd ever felt such true love as I have with my plate of wiener sausages, then you would know that music can touch the soul.
I know music can touch the soul.
And yet you're not sobbing.
I feel
you're
like...
stone-faced.
Well, okay. Between the two of us.
What is it? Why
are they
whispering?
Perry's rig off stage.
Her what off stage?
Rig.
Rig.
Music.
I heard rack.
What?
What were you saying?
Perry's a surfboard.
Perry is a surfboard?
A literal surfboard.
Right, that's why she fell down the stairs a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Tiny feet. Feet is flat.
I guess I never thought of her as a surfboard.
A literal surfboard.
It makes a lot more sense now. I was always looking at her tiny legs. I didn't take in the whole picture, I guess.
They are distracting. Oh. I don't blame you.
Hmm.
What I was going to say, however,
oh, yeah.
Is,
what was that?
Some of us, dear Herc, don't have the luxury in the current climate to be as fancy footloose as you. Some of us are dealing with the diplomatics and, let's just say, difficulties that come with being the face of life from Sarlacc.
Oh my God, this is about Taryn again. We all
this
know
isn't about Taryn.
Yeah,
none of this is about...
You just spewed for like 3 minutes about Taryn. You pretty much said
when
it.
When did I talk about
I'm
Taryn?
I'm all bent out of shape about Taryn, who isn't even here.
This isn't about Taryn. This is about you.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the mess
you make. Oh, listen, Ron, I don't think about you that way. You know... plate of wiener sausages were good. They fulfill me in a way that you never could.
First and foremost, I would never be conjoined with a whistleblowing fiend such
wow,
as yourself.
Wow, that is hateful.
It's also true.
Yeah.
It's very, very true.
Yeah. And you'd be waking up a lot in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Take Taryn Hextable, and you can take all of it. All that matters, Herc, is the news. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I love the news.
That's great.
It's too bad I wasn't put in a tube to deliver it. I just do it by myself.
Probably could have helped you.
Thank you, Perry. Now, please help me in welcoming John Bolius's limo driver, Jolly Tartan.
Hello. My name is Jolly Tartan. I was the limo driver for John Bolius. Wasn't sure how to commemorate my love and appreciation for this man. So I decided to just write down a little something. So, this is On the Wings of My Space Limo. Rain falling from somewhere above me. Zargon hatchlings eating away at the wiring. My space limo is painted green in a color that no one can see but me. I drive a man who gives the news. Sometimes he does coke, but sometimes he snooze. Throwing up in the back seat of my space limo, not a care in the world, except for the cares of all worlds. He never tips, but I drive recklessly, so that doesn't really bother me. On the wings of my space limo, I take him to the place where he told me he wanted to go. On the wings of my space limo, I see him walk through the rain. On the wings of my space limo, he throws up. He keeps throwing up on the wings of my space limo. Thank you.
And what a perfect segue. I couldn't help but notice that the second row is graced by the current anchors of Live from Zarloff, Ron Spackman, Herc Dercules. If you would be so kind, please join me on stage.
Oh,
when was this gonna? This is a disaster. Here I go.
In light of the circumstances, accusations, suspicions, and general mystery, what do you have to say?
Well, I don't know if I'd list all of those things.
Here's what I told the police in our very secret meeting.
What he means is Herc has been helping.
If y'all want to cancel Herc Dercules, you're going to have to come for the throat. I didn't kill people literally, I killed them figuratively with my rise to power. You can't stop the Glorbodians. You can't stop Herc Dercules. I'm going to deliver the news, and gosh dang it, if you don't like it, you can just kiss my butt. Yes, thank you. I am Herc Dercules.
I'll be completely honest. I thought I was going to have to talk down from that, but, let's call a bit of an audible.
Yeah.
I'm Ron Spackman, and I support this creature.
Yeah.
I support his whistle, because above all else, what he cares about is the news. He cares about the news, and he cares about you.
I care about all the people in this room and all the people outside of this room, and I'm going to deliver the news. And gosh dang it, if you don't like it, you can kiss my butt.
That's right. Now, here's the thing. What I need you to do...
Ron, you're reaching a little. You seem a little...
No.
Everyone, clap your hands if you think that Ron is overdoing it. That's what I thought. See?
This cannot be happening.
It's like we fell into your nightmare, Ron. Everyone clap if we are in Ron's nightmare right now. Thank you. That's what we thought. Thank you so much for having us stand on this stage. Oh, Ron has something else to say.
To everyone not in this room, who I pray understands me, I implore you to not hear Herc's words, but instead to hear what I say about Herc instead. Let that be the true measure of a creature. Shouldn't the true measure of a creature be what I say about it and not what it says? I think so, and I say Herc is an upstanding creature, not a murderous one. And the people in this room agree. Life from Zarloff has never been in better hands than it's in right now.
That's right.
The future is bright.
Future is so bright.
Who wants to clap about that? Please! Please clap!
Dang, Ron. Well, that's probably all the time that we have here. Back to Robot Lady. Come on, Ron, you're embarrassing.
We never
yourself.
Gendered Robot Lady.
Ron, you're embarrassed. Robot
Today,
Girl presenting? Let's go, Ron. Let's sit down.
Right.
Thank you so much. Oh, Mr. Stormy appears to have more to say.
Also, I have a word for Herc Dercules. He is not my friend. We are not compadres. We do not talk about any such thing as a show or a movie. We have never hung out. We have never drunk together. He is not my friend. He is a liar, a thief, and a red little communist, for all I know. You can take that to the bank. I, Daniel Stormy, do not like Herc Dercules. I think he's a fraud, and he's an ill-suited replacement for John Bolaius, who I, though detested for what he did to me in the Black Hole before I was biscuitified, I somehow have come to hate Herc Dercules even more. And you're not off the hook either, Ronald, but I will deal with you later after I finish having my way with your mother.
And now, to close on a lighter note, we have a surprise guest here to say a few words. Someone you all know and love.
Wow, that was a lot to take in. I thought me and Daniel were closer, but who do you think the surprise guest is? They're doing a lot of, like, they're throwing spotlights all around the curtains, trying to figure
I'm
out...
I'm sorry, I can't even see that. My smile is covering my own eyes from hearing Daniel rag on you.
Hey, listen, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He calls himself Daniel when he's trying to throw back the attention to the actual show.
He's older than time. I'm sure he's onto something.
He was spaghettified.
Yeah, and yet he's still here.
A time or two ago. Wait, look, the curtain's parting. I can't believe it. Look who it is.
Is this thing on? Okay. All I have to say is, twisty. No, it's serious. Yeah, no. Guys, it's serious. This is a day of mourning, and we feel bad. You know, things are not good. John Bolaius and Tedris are dead, and they're never coming back. And you know, we don't know what happened to them, and we don't know who even killed them or why they stuffed cabbage into their deceased bodies. What's that all about? They're leaving messages, they're stuffing cabbage into rib cages and beef and vents, and it's all so confusing, but what we all have to hang on to is the knowledge that good is just around the corner. And you know what else is around the corner is more of the pretzel. There's more of me everywhere. Walk into a bathhouse. I'm gonna be there, not in a creepy kind of sexual way. I'm gonna be in your home. Well, only if invited. Anyway, I miss John Bolaius and Tedris with all my heart, and I love you guys, and I'm so glad you're here. And honestly, there's nothing else to say but twisty.
I love you, the pretzel.
Stay cool, everybody. Pretzel out.
I love him so much.
I love the pretzel.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe he was here.
This was worth a couple deaths.
What a stand up guy.
Holy. That was the pretzel prime. Yeah. That's the source of the hive mind.
Wasn't even a duplicate. It's just the guy. Oh. He's blowing kisses to babies over there.
Blow a kiss to me, the pretzel.
Thank you, everyone. I've been Robot Priest. Consider hiring me for your next big event. I do bar mitzvahs, weddings, and gun violence. Go in peace, and long live Zarloff.
I'm not going to read into it. I'm honestly riding a buzz from the pretzel.
Yeah, that really spoke to me.
I've never felt better.
Do you think it's weird that, like, most everybody just stood up in perfect unison and then turned around and then started kind of, like, filtering out?
I honestly didn't even notice that happening.
Yeah, that was kind of... They all just did that.
Should I have stood?
I feel bad. I'm still sitting.
I was still riding my glow.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to go try to catch the pretzel backstage. I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it.
Can I come with?
Yeah. Okay, Ron, let's go.
Oh my gosh, don't embarrass me, please.
We got this, Ron. And then... onto the news. Pretzel!
Mr. the Pretzel?
Mr. the Pretzel!
We love you.
We love you, Mr. Pretzel!
Could you sign me?
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Amy Fajone as Robot Priest, Carly Rae Stevenson as Taryn Hextable, John Paul Fox as Daniel Stormy, Catherine Fajone as Perry Moonshoes, Jamie Irish as Chipper, Judah Fox as Jolly Tartan. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.